Remember that? Remember that? Ya pagaron. Fucking Eric with Aura.
Thank you for calling Attention to Detail Construction. This is Tracy. How can I help you?
Hey, Tracy. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing well, Tracy. My name is Jose, and I'm looking for somebody that's in charge of your cabinet sourcing. Are they available today?
They're not in the office right now, but I could take your information and give them a message to give you a call back.
What if I send an email? Do you think that'd be easier? I can actually send colors, designs.
That would be great.
And whenever they have better time, they can reach out to me.
You know, that is beautiful. I wish everyone would said that. nagging people to death. You know what I mean? These healthcare people blowing up my phone. I can't even answer the phone like a normal phone call. You know, I'm like, I'll call you if I need your help. So I
exactly.
think that's
I mean, time is very valuable. You know, so we shouldn't waste it. You know,
yeah.
So you just actually just listening to me, and I'm already grateful for it. So let me not waste more of it.
Oh. All right. Well, a good email to send that to. Are you ready?
I am.
It's attention. The number 2. Detail, CON, at gmail.com.
So it's attention number 2, detail, CON, at gmail.com.
Correct.
And do I address it to you, Tracy?
You can send it to me as well. My email address is, I just got it reactivated. I'm back in the office after being out for 6 months.
Wow. I hope everything's okay.
Yeah.
Was it just
I had a brain aneurysm rupture. I almost died 6 months ago. So
no way. I'm
sorry. Yeah, it's been really rough. But I'm back, and, you know, it's been a rough week, but I'm getting there, and it's going to be okay.
And you
I'm
are.
Alive,
I can guarantee
so.
I can guarantee you are. I can
I'm
tell
blessed.
You, you know why? Because you're blessed, and I'm going to say a prayer for you as well.
Thank you so much. It's been really rough.
I know.
Really
a lot of people don't take their health serious until you're in a position like that, and you start realizing. Now I can kind of see why you're not worried about other people wasting your time.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tracy, I'm sorry. You know.
Yeah, it's been really rough.
I have a cousin right
45.
Now who's going. Are you? Are you my age?
Oh wow. Yeah, I was. It happened 6 months ago, so I was 44 then because I had a birthday. But yeah, you make sure you take a baby aspirin every day because the doctor, the neuro, told me that if I would have been doing that, I would have never had a stroke. And because basically I had the aneurysm that ruptured, so therefore it's called a stroke whenever it ruptures.
Tracy, do you mind me asking you? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, it's okay.
What caused that? What was it? Is it?
Well, I had really high blood pressure that I wasn't treating because I'm young at heart. I'm 45, but I don't look 45. I'm a professional, so at work, I act like a professional. But I'm a little immature, and I just, you know, I was just never thought it would happen to me. And I wasn't taking my medicine, and I kind of made fun of it. I was like, oh, I'll be fine. You know, I've had high blood pressure for years, and I'm not dead yet. It was a big joke, and I learned the hard way that you don't mess around with shit like that.
Right. And the reason I ask you that, Tracy, is because I have a cousin right now at this very moment who's also dealing with a brain tumor. But the reason how they found out that she was unfortunately in a car accident and they gave her an MRI, and she would have never known about it because she just kind of like you said, she's just not on top of her health like that. And
I mean, because when you're busy too and you're a mother or, you know, father, I mean, life is stressful. And it's hard to keep up with your health and your kids and your work and everything else.
I think it's kind of scary
to
kind of find out, you know. Some people are scared to know the truth.
Well,
you know?
I mean, since they found it, I mean, I'm sure they're going to be able to take care of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you will, Tracy. You will.
I will say a prayer for your cousin.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. So once again, I'll definitely keep you as well in my prayers. I can
so
relate
much.
To
what
that.
What is your name again, and who are you with?
I am Jose. We'll
look up her email.
Sure. My name is Jose, and I'm with Cabinet Hub Direct. We're specifically out of Florida, Gibson, Tennessee, to be exact.
Okay. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm from Tampa originally.
Okay, so about 20 minutes south of Tampa. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. Cabinet Hub. Jose, you're going to send us an email with information. Mm-hmm. Here is my email. It's Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at A, the letter A, the number 2, the letter D, the letter C, dot net.
So it's Tracy at A2DC.net.
Yes, and also send it to that attention or detail email as well.
Sure, absolutely. In this email, I'm going to include the colors we provide, a sample render we can do for you, a sample quote, top SKUs, a link to our catalog, my email address, as much information as I can. If for some reason you have any other questions, Tracy, please reach out to me. This is my personal office number.
All right, Jose. Thank you so much. You have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Tracy, you enjoy your weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.